Well, today we are with Ashima and Albert from the Unified Communication Group, and we're going to talk about some new exciting things. So why don't you guys introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are.
Okay, great. Hi, my name is Ashima Singhal, and I'm a product manager in the Unified Communications Marketing team. I work in the Office Communication Server product, and I'm responsible for instant messaging and persistent group chat.
All right.
And my name is Albert Koymel, and I work in the same UC marketing team. I'm responsible for the platform, for the developer platform, everything that has an API on the communication server side or on the Exchange side. That's what I'm working on. And I'm also responsible for interoperability. So that's the topic of today.
So today your team is announcing a few exciting things. So what is the news exactly? Can you tell us what it is?
Okay, so we're going to be announcing changes on two fronts. One is the licensing, and the second is the capabilities. And let me give you a little bit of context. So now when you email somebody or you call somebody, you don't think about what network they're on. You just email them because you have an email address, or you call them because you have their phone number. And that's what communications is really all about, having access to the widest number of people. But instant messaging networks have not had the same paradigm. They've sort of been closed networks. And the result has been that people have had to create multiple identities to be able to access different networks. And as we move towards a single identity concept, what we want to do is, using that one identity, you'll be able to talk across these networks. And so Microsoft, back in the live communication server days, started this concept where using the communication server, you could talk to users on public IM networks, such as Windows Live or AOL or Yahoo. But you required a separate license for it. So you had to buy a license over the OCS license. So what we're announcing today is that for accessing Windows Live Network and for accessing the AOL network, you do not need a separate license. It will be part of your primary Office Communication Server license. So all your users who have the license to be able to do instant messaging within the enterprise will now be able to connect to Live and AOL and be able to access and chat with their buddies on those networks. And then Albert, do you want to talk about the new capabilities?
Yeah, the other things that we are going to announce today is that finally today we are able to say proudly that we have a gateway, an XMPP gateway, that allows us also to connect with XMPP users in the public network, but also to connect with the Jabber network. Jabber is one of the enterprise IM systems that we could not connect with. So over time, over the last 6 months, we actually have seen a great development that we now finally can connect with more enterprise networks. In November last year, we sat together with IBM at VoiceCon. We announced that we would work together, and IBM has delivered a great product, their same-time gateway that actually allows same-time to talk to OCS. And now Microsoft has launched their XMPP gateway that actually allows us to not only talk to the same-time, but also to the Java network. Those three networks, Microsoft, IBM, and Jabber are the three major enterprise IM systems, and we now can talk to everyone. So it's communications, both in the public side as well as on the enterprise side.
Okay, great. So I think we're going to go to a demo, but before we jump to the demo, why don't we give us a little bit of architecture, and we'll use a whiteboard to present what are the pieces and really understand how those things hook up together. Okay.
When we're talking about the architecture, a communication server effectively is one server that has multiple server roles. And one of those server roles is what we call the edge server. That's the server that actually is placed in the demilitarized, in the DMZ. And at the moment that you actually connect to the outside world, you go through the edge server. Now, what we have done is we have added to the communication server an extra gateway, an XMPP gateway that's part of the product that you actually can connect to a public network, or you can connect to an enterprise network, and specifically to the XMPP clients. So when we are talking about the public network, for example, you would like to talk to Google Talk. Google Talk is XMPP based, and therefore, if you now place the XMPP gateway in your DMZ, you effectively connect it to your edge server, And then from that moment onwards, you can talk via the internet to Google Talk users. And that is how the flow works. When you're talking to an enterprise network, there's actually different requirements that we have. We have the requirement that all those connections are secured and that you know for guaranteed that you are talking to the person that you actually would like to talk to. In order to do that, we actually federate with other companies. So, in other words, we exchange certificates, we exchange the basic framework for the security that we have. And that's what also happens in case, for example, if you would like to talk from one company that's using communication server to another company. In that sense, we are using the ad server, we exchange certificates, and we talk to the ad server of the communication server of the other company, and we talk. Now, if you would like to talk to an IBM same time, essentially exactly the same happens. In this case, however, IBM has built the gateway. So our ad server actually talks to the same time gateway, and then we can talk to all the same time users. When it comes to the XMPP gateway, the XMPP gateway talks actually to our edge server, and then the XMPP gateway exchanges certificates with Jabber. And Jabber is then actually, the Jabber users are able to talk to communication server. So bottom line is that the gateway, the XMPP gateway, the new product that we are releasing, that is able to exchange certificates with Jabber and then provide a secure connection. Or if you're talking to a public network that is using XMPP, you just connect to the XMPP gateway and effectively you put in the domain name like gmail.com that you would like to trust. And then from that moment onwards, everyone who has gmail.com in their email address, in their SIP URI, is able to actually connect with our network. So that's in a nutshell our architecture that we have for the XMPP gateway and for the edge server to connect with other networks outside of Office Communication Server.
So, and what about the other services like Live, AOL, and Yahoo?
Well, actually, that is a capability that we have built in. So, what a person, what a company needs to do is they need to enable their edge server for external access. Then they need to go through the provisioning steps. And then, from that moment that they are provisioned, they are actually able to communicate with Live, AOL, and Yahoo.
All right, so let's see that in action now.
So what I'm going to show you is how, when federation is enabled, what is the experience for an end user and how using their one single identity, they can actually talk to people across several networks. What I have open here is Communicator, which is my office, which is my client with Office Communication Server. And this is my work, using my work identity and my enterprise IAM client. As you can see, I have Albert under my work team. He's in my company, and I can add more and more buddies within my company on Communicator. I can also contact anybody who's not on my buddy list as well. So I've just not added a lot of buddies, but I can contact anybody in the address book. But what I wanted to show you is how I would add somebody who's on a public network. So let's say I wanted to invite somebody who's on Windows Live. I can add a contact. And then what's happened is I have Windows Live Messenger open over here. So I'm just using this to show you everything in one screen. And the person on Windows Live Messenger will get this pop-up which will say that Ashima is trying to contact you and add you at their contact list. So I'll say OK. And once they've done that, you can see, I'll be able to see their presence. So let me move Albert to my friends group. I can see Albert's presence on Windows Live. And then I can IM him. I can see that he's available, so let me IM him. And there it goes. So Albert, who's using Windows Live, will get the alert, and then he can IM me back. So you can see I'm on my company address book, and Albert is on Windows Live, and we're both exchanging messages, and we can see each other's presence. And I've added him to my contact list, so I have an up-to-date about his presence and status. Oh, we can do something similar with, let's say Albert was in Google Talk. So let me add him. Friends group. As you can see, Albert's added to my friends group under quimin@gmail.com. And you can see all of the different icons here. So I know that this friend is on Gmail. I know Albert over here is on Windows Live. I already have him added on Yahoo. And I have Jean-Christophe added on AOL. So I can see their icons. Albert looks away. I also have the Google Doc client open over here. So let me IM from Albert's Google Doc client to me. One of the things that I want to do is change my status. So let's say I change my status to channel 9. You'll be able to see the status note come here. So whenever Albert changes even his Google Doc status, I can actually see it on Communicator. So let's IM him. And as you can see, he gets, on his Google Doc, he gets the alerts. You can go. And then again, Albert and I are exchanging messages on two different clients, two different networks. I'm on my company network and he's on Google Doc. So this is what's possible through the XMPP gateway that Albert had talked about, and that's going to be available now. So we're pretty excited about this. Let me talk to Jean-Christophe, who's on AOL. I already have him added as a buddy. I can IM him. And as you can see, the AOL client opens up and we're exchanging messages on AOL. And similarly, if somebody was in Yahoo, I could do the same with Yahoo. And the Yahoo client opens up. So what you just saw was that I was using Communicator, but I was talking to people across on Windows Live, AOL, Yahoo, as well as Google Doc. Just for the purpose of demo, I had all the clients open on my desktop. I would never do that, but I have them all here just to show you how that works. I can see everyone's presence and be able to exchange instant messages with them. And the changes, the announcements that we made today is that Windows Live and AOL will now be included as part of the OCS standard CAL. And so you don't need to buy another license to federate with Live and AOL. And that XMPP gateway, through the XMPP gateway that will be available for download, you can connect to GTalk. And Yahoo connectivity is enabled through buying the OCS BIC license.
All right, great. Thank you, Ashima, for the demo. And then, Albert, anything you want to add?
Yeah, actually, the XMPP gateway is available as a download now on microsoft.com/downloads, and you can start using it from today onwards.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.